In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God was in the beginning of all things. Therefore, we are striving to put God in the beginning of everything that we are and everything that we do. Yet we recognize that even this is a statement of faith. As Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 3 says, by faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. What we recognize from this is that faith is the foundation of our lives as Christians. In fact, in 2 Peter chapter 1, beginning at verse 5, it says, for this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, and virtue with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. The foundation of all our Christian virtues and attributes is faith. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7, Paul says, we walk by faith and not by sight. Faith is the foundation. But how do we grow that? How do we gain faith? We, like the apostles in Luke chapter 17 and verse 5, might ask the Lord, increase our faith. Or like that man whose son was demon-possessed, cry out to the Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. How does God increase our faith? How does our faith grow? Romans chapter 10 and verse 17 provides the answer for us. So faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Faith is the foundation of our relationship with Father, Son, and Spirit. Faith is the foundation of our walk. It guides us. It leads us. It motivates us. But what is the foundation of our faith? The Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And because of that, I would like to invite you to be with us every Sunday morning throughout this December of our theme, In the Beginning, God. Because we want to learn from this that in the beginning of our faith, God. In the beginning of our faith, the Word of God. Over the next two Sundays, Andrew is going to lead us in some lessons that build faith in God's Word as he looks at why I believe the Bible is the Word of God. And then a lesson on translation, transmission, and canon. And then we'll wrap up the month by looking at the incarnate Word. The Word became flesh. Faith is the foundation of how we live as God's children. And God's Word is the foundation of our faith. This morning's lesson is really about the simplest lesson I have ever presented. I only have one point. Faith comes by hearing. That's it. I just want us to realize that. I want us to grasp what an amazing thing it is that we have in our hands. I want us to think about what God has done by giving us this word. Faith comes by hearing. By the time we're done this morning, I want us to be laser focused on God's Word. I want our minds in tune to God's Word. I want our hearts filled with a passion and a longing and a desire for the Word that God has given us, this amazing and wonderful gift with which He has graced us. I want to be said about us, that statement that Charles Spurgeon said about John Bunyan. Why, this man is a living Bible. Prick him anywhere, his blood is bibline. The very essence of the Bible flows from him. He cannot speak without quoting a text, for his very soul is full of the Word of God. Wouldn't you love to have that be said of you and of me? His very soul, her very soul, is full of the Word of God. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Would you bow with me in prayer, please? Almighty God and Father in heaven, you are magnificent and you are awesome. You have given us great and precious gifts, the greatest of which, no doubt, is your Son Jesus on the cross. His blood shed for us that we might be atoned, our sins might be forgiven and taken away. And his resurrection on the third day that he might be our Lord and King. But second unto that is the written word that you have provided. What your Holy Spirit revealed through apostles and prophets, this gift. Father, we pray that it'll be a gift that we open. A gift that we open often. A gift that we immerse ourselves in. And a gift that fills our souls. Help us today to have our heart set upon your word. That our faith may grow, that we may realize that in the beginning of our faith, there you are. Thank you for letting us gather here this morning. Thank you for letting us be with brothers and sisters, with friends and neighbors. We pray that everything we do here today lifts you up and honors you and glorifies you because you are magnificent. We love you, Father. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for loving us first. Through your Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen. If you have a program, on the third page, we have an interactive outline. I don't have a whole lot to say this morning, so there's lots of blanks there for you to take notes just of the verses that we're going to be looking at. But feel free to open that up and fill that in. But there's also a connection card, and I'd like for you to get ready because by the time we're done with this lesson, I'm going to ask you to take a step this week, and that step is to be in the Word of God, and to be in the Word of God every day. And if you do not have a plan to be in the Word of God every day, by the time we're done today, I'm going to ask you to pick up one of these yellow forms that's at every exit in the back there, and it's got our daily Bible reading schedule. We're going to be reading Leviticus this week. I know you're excited. But Leviticus is exciting. Leviticus is a great book. We're going to be reading that. I'm going to invite you to pick one of these up and be involved in our daily Bible reading each day this week. To get on the website and to sign up for the daily Bible reading devotion that comes. And that you can get in your email every day because we want to be in the Word of God. Because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. I do need to let you know right now. At the end of our assembly today, it's going to be a little bit different. I will not be standing in the back with Brother Tom to shake hands and hug people and greet you on the way out. Because whatever I'm dealing with here, you don't want. And I've got some kind of sinus something going on. I don't want to give that to anybody. If you come near me, you're going to want to wash the brethren off when you get home, I promise you. But I'm not going to be back there today. But I want you to know that I am super glad you're here. And if you have any questions or anything you want to talk about, please feel free to email or text me on that safe, secure, non-contagious internet access. So that's what we'll do today. But I want us to think about faith comes by hearing. There in Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, the scripture said, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. I have often taken this statement out of context. Just pull that statement out. And there are some great lessons that we can learn from this just by seeing the verse all by itself. But we need to realize that this verse was not written in a vacuum. It's actually a part of a greater argument that Paul is making. If you look all the way back in verse 11, he quotes Isaiah 28:16, and he says there, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. Everyone who believes will not be put to shame. Then in verse 13, he quotes Joel 2:32, where he says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Everyone who believes will not be put to shame. Everyone who calls will be saved. And then in verse 14, he asks a question. It just stands to reason. If everyone who calls will be saved, who's going to call? How are they going to call? And how can they call on him in whom they have not believed? If you believe, you will not be put to shame. If you call, you will be saved. But how can you call on someone that you haven't believed in? Have you thought about that? And then he continues the verse. How then will they believe in him whom they have never heard? I'm not going to believe if I haven't heard. If I don't believe, I'm not going to call. If I don't believe, I'm going to be ashamed. If I don't call, I'm not going to be saved. What we understand then is when we get to Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, Paul's not just throwing out this statement just in a vacuum. It's actually the summation of all that he has said in this previous passage. His point is that faith, the belief that keeps us from being shamed, that causes us to call so that we can be saved, where does that come from? That comes from hearing. Because if I don't hear, I won't believe. If I don't believe, I won't call. Faith comes from hearing. And where does hearing come from? Hearing comes from the Word of God. Hearing doesn't come from chicken soup for the soul. Hearing doesn't come from Barnes & Noble and the self-help section. Hearing doesn't come from the modern pop cultural psychology. Hearing comes from one place and one place alone. Hearing comes from the Word of God. And if I am not hearing the Word of God, I cannot believe in Jesus, the Son of God, or call on Jesus, the Son of God. Who knows what I'm doing religiously, but if it's not coming from the Word of God, I'm not doing that. There's only one place that it comes from. The Word of God. And when I begin to realize that, all of a sudden, I understand that this thing that I'm holding in my hands here, how precious this is. What an amazing gift God has given us. He has given us the very word by which we can be saved. He has given us the only word by which we can be saved. If God had kept this from us, where would we be? If God had kept his word from us, we would be lost. And we would be hopeless. And there would be absolutely nothing we could do. Oh, there is no doubt that we might, like the atheists around us, figure out how to be nice to people. But without God's word, we could not learn the saving message of Jesus Christ. And we would be lost. He has delighted in us so much. He has given us his word that we might be saved. What a gift. And so I ask you, what is this to you? What is this book to you? Is it the rule book? Is it the regulations manual for how to do church right? Is it a crutch? Is it a hindrance, a lifestyle cramping device? Is it the thing that God forced upon us because he's trying to ruin our lives and keep us from having fun? Or is it the precious word of God that saves your soul? That gives you everything you need to have joy everlasting. Pleasures at the right hand of God forevermore. What a gift this is. Because faith comes by hearing. And hearing comes by the Word of God. And there is so, so much more. Have you ever thought about what it is that faith does for us? Let's just take a survey. Some of the things that faith does for us. And remember at every step of the way that it is because God has given us his word that faith can do these things. In Matthew chapter 17 and verse 20, Jesus says, "For truly I say to you, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you." What mountains of sin are in your life? Struggles traumas and tragedies, I want you to understand that it is by faith that those mountains can be moved. But faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In Acts chapter 15, verses 8 and 9, "And God, who knew the heart, bore witness to them by giving them the Holy Spirit, just as he did to us. And he made no distinction between us and them, having cleansed their hearts by faith." Would you like to have your heart cleansed? How's that happen? By faith. But where's faith come from? Faith comes from hearing. And hearing by the word of God. You want your heart cleansed? Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. Again, in Acts, this time in chapter 26, verses 17 and 18, as God is talking to Paul about what he has called him to do, "Delivering you from your people and from the Gentiles, to whom I am sending you, to open their eyes, so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me." Sanctified, set apart for holy use. Would you like to be set apart, taken out of the vulgar and the base and the mundane, and set apart for God's holy use? Would you like to be an instrument in God's hands, used to accomplish the work and will of God in your family, in this church, in your neighborhood, on the job, in your school, in this world? That happens by faith. But faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Look at what God has given us. What a gift that allows us to be his instruments in this world. In Romans chapter 3, verse 28, and then we can look in a host of other passages. I don't even think I have them all listed here. We hold that one is justified by faith. You want to be justified? Judicially innocent, declared righteous and holy and innocent by God in his court. That happens by faith. It only happens by faith. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. What a gift God has given us in his word. In Romans chapter 4, verses 13 through 16. "For the promise to Abraham and his offspring that he would be the heir of the world did not come through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if it is the adherents of the law who are to be the heirs, faith is null and the promise is void. For the law brings wrath, but where there is no law, there's no transgression. That is why it depends on faith, in order that the promise may rest on grace and guarantee to all his offspring, not only to the adherent of the law, but also to the one who shares the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. The heirs of the world." Would you like to be heirs of all that God has created and all that God owns? That comes by faith. But where's faith come from? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. God has given us the key to the entire world right here. We have it in our hands. Let me ask you, do you have it on your phone? I know you do. You know what that is that you have there? That's the key to the inheritance of the whole world. What a gift God has given us. In Romans chapter 5 and verse 2, "Through him we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God." You want grace? You want God's grace in your life? Do you know how we get there? By faith. Where's faith come from? Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. You want access to grace? What a gift God has graced us with in his word. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 9. "So then those who are of faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith." Do you want the blessings that God gave to Abraham and promised through Abraham? That comes by faith. But faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In Galatians chapter 3 and verse 14, so that in Christ Jesus the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles, so that we might receive the promised Spirit through faith. Would you like to have the Spirit of God? We receive the promised Spirit through faith. But faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Galatians 3 and 22, but the Scripture imprisoned everything under sin so that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe. The promise. This is tied in with that promise to Abraham. Who do those promises go to? The promise of blessing through the seed of Abraham. Who does that go to? It goes to those who believe. But where does belief come from? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. What a gift! What an amazing, amazing gift. Galatians 3:26, for in Christ Jesus you are all sons of God. How? Through faith. Do you want to be a child of God? Do you want to be able to cry out, Abba, Father? Do you want to be able to cast your anxieties upon God? That happens by faith. But faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the Word of God. Ephesians 3:17, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. You want Jesus to take up residence in your heart, in your soul, in your mind? That happens by faith. But faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 16. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. Do you want to overcome the enemy? The adversary and his temptations? When he hurls his fiery darts against us and he attacks, do you want to be able to overcome? That comes by taking up the shield of faith. But faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Think about that. He has given us a shield. What a gift. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 9. And be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith. You want to be right? You want to have righteousness? It only comes by faith. But faith comes by hearing. And hearing comes by the Word of God. Colossians chapter 1, verses 21 through 23. And you, who once were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him, if indeed you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you have heard. You want to be presented before God blameless and holy? Then it comes by faith. Continuing in faith. Continuing in the faith. Where's faith come from? This is not just, hey, I had a moment of faith years ago. This is about continuing, ongoing faith. So what do I need to continually, ongoingly be in? What a gift he's given me. It's by this. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing comes by the Word of God. What an amazing gift. Colossians 2:12. Having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the powerful working of God who raised him from the dead. You want your baptism to do any good at all? Then it has to be enacted by faith. Not in your working. You're going under the waters useless. What makes it useful at all? Our faith in the working of God. Where does that come from? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. Wouldn't it be great to be declared that we pleased God? Oh, he delights in us. He delights in us so much that he has sent his son to die for us. But because he has delighted in us, should we not then strive to delight in him and please him? And how does that happen? That happens by faith. And faith comes by hearing. And hearing comes by the word of God. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 5, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. You long to be guarded by God? Having God's power surrounding you, preserving you, protecting you, that happens through faith. But faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. Brothers and sisters, friends and neighbors. Faith. Faith saves. Faith justifies. Faith sanctifies. Faith empowers. Faith causes God to dwell within us. But faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. What a gift. This is not a homework assignment. This is not the daily drudgery. Well, I'm a Christian. Guess I need to read my Bible today. These are the words of life. This is a gift. A gift from God. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. And so, we need to put God in the beginning of our faith. What a gift. Will you ignore it? Or will you open it and immerse yourself in it? Can you imagine a shiny package wrapped in silver with a blue ribbon tied up? A birthday gift. And it just sits on your kitchen table forever. Of course not. You would open that. You would revel in the love that it demonstrates from the person who gave it to you. Please, recognize what a wondrous gift we have in our hands. Do not ignore it. Open it. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If you'd like, please feel free to put your notes away. You can use your songbook if you would, but the words will be up on the screen behind me. We're going to sing another song here in just a moment. Ryan's going to come up here and lead us in that. What was the song again, Ryan?
Ancient words.
Ancient words. Ancient words. Over the next couple weeks, Andrew is going to talk to us about reasons why ancient words should govern our life. A lot of folks today, why would I let so many ancient words govern the way I live in such a modern time? I'll tell you why. Because faith saves, and faith justifies, and faith empowers. But faith comes by hearing. And hearing comes by those ancient words of God. Those ancient words said in Colossians chapter 2 and verse 12. That we are buried with him in baptism and raised by faith in the powerful working of God. Have you walked by faith? By your faith in God's working, not in yours. But by your faith in God's working that he said that he that believes and is baptized will be saved. That he will work in that. and allowed Him to wash your sins away? If we can help you this morning allow that to happen in your life, I would encourage you, listen to the Word of God. Let it produce faith in you. And let that faith come out in submission to the ancient words. While we sing this song, we're going to ask you to come forward so that we can baptize you into Jesus Christ. And to get into God's Word every day. For those who are already in Christ, I've told you what the challenge is. Be in the Word every day this week. If you don't have that plan, pick up one of those yellow forms on the way out. Be in God's Word every day. Have a plan. But now my question for you is, are you in the living Word? If we can help you surrender to Him right now in baptism, won't you come forward as we stand and sing?